It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I got a message from Jimmy before that our washing, like, had some sheets out there.
Yes.
And then they've just blown off the line.
Right.
Where, my own fault. I should have brought them in last night.
Mm.
But it was too wet. And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to rewash them anyway.
So your nicks are three doors down now.
No, there's no nicks. There's no nicks. I go commando. No, I don't. They're inside.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
This is it.
Guess the year.
Highly unorthodox for us to be playing this early.
Well, you know what? People this early love to guess songs too.
You're right.
So let's mix it up sometimes.
Yeah. Now, this is a game that we play where we play a little bit of a song and then we cast our memories back through the mist of time. And try and remember where we were when we first heard the song.
Mm.
And that should help us narrow down what year it was released. Usually it's some sort of emotional trauma that is triggered in you.
That's right. Where was I crying in a corner?
Yeah. And for me, I was just up to no good, so pretty standard gear.
Now, last week you weren't here. Adam filled in for you, he won.
Did he?
Bang, bang, win-win.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that why he's standing weirdly in the news booth just staring at us like wanting to play us? Or we should just let him come in sometime.
Nah, not today, Adam.
Not today, Adam. Not on my watch. So we'll play a little bit of the song, then we write it down on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
We reveal on three. It's closest to without going over it in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
I think that's basically it, isn't it? Really? Okay. I think we're ready to go. You ready to play?
Yep.
Guess the year, question number one. Oh, if you're playing along at home and you're driving, if you're headed up to Melbourne or whatever, hands on the wheel, you don't need to write it down. You just keep it in your head.
Yeah.
Here we go.
We'll trust you.
Okay, here we go.
Get out of my dreams.
Amazing.
All right.
Do you know what? That song, a bit controversial.
Yeah.
Because people thought it was like, no, but it's not. It's just good old time. I'm going to say...
Billy Ocean.
Love it. I'm going to say, was that in Pretty Woman or something?
Okay. I'm going to say it's pretty old. I reckon it's pretty old. I reckon we were pretty young. You might not have even been around.
Mm.
Revealing 3, 2, 1.
1985.
The year was... 1988.
Oh, okay.
Well, we would both get a point for that. This is the first time you're playing, we were both closest to without going over.
Yeah.
Question number two.
It's the old version today. Roxanne. Now, if you don't know what that song's about, I suggest you Google it.
Yeah.
It's a great old time as well.
Google the rain star.
Bit controversial. Great times.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. I'm just having a guess.
Yeah, okay.
I was going to change it, but I've left it. I think I've gone to... Anyway.
Reveal in 3, 2, 1.
1989. Yeah, went way too
The
high.
Year was... 1978.
Oh.
What? Whoa.
Has that been around
that long? I'm going to double check that. 1978.
I reckon that could be right.
Yeah.
I reckon that could be right.
All right, let's have a look. Let's have a look at when it was. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
1978.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm sorry, everyone.
Well, how are we supposed to know, though?
Okay, so this is the thing. This is the thing, right? Me and you are both none for none.
Yeah.
Well, it's cancelled it out, right? So we've got to see who wins this.
We've got one question to find out the winner. Here we go.
They've gone rogue. I remember dancing to this in primary school.
Oh, mate, it would have been, I reckon it's been around since before you were born.
No, I know, exactly. But you know what I mean? That's the only memory I have of this song.
What are you, an 85 baby?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm 82.
All right. Okay. I don't know.
Revealing 3, 2, 1.
1972.
You've gone really low.
The year was
1985.
Oh, you won!
Oh, jagged it!
Jagged it at the end.
And I said you weren't alive, but it was the year you were born.
I know. Should have known.
Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
Fun game.
Weird, but fun.
Missed the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan.
On K-Rock.
Many germs floating around outside.
Mate, why do you have to make everything about you? I sneezed and all of a sudden it's all about you.
You sneezed and did you cover your mouth?
No, because I was busy trying to get the show ready.
Okay. We're in the middle of a pandemic, bro. And then as you're reading the news, you're touching your nose like...
Do you think
Sanitize immediately.
Do you think I have corona?
No, I just... You farted in my face yesterday.
I did not fart anywhere now in
your
face.
Now I need... Your sneezes in my face.
You walked into the fart zone. None of your business.
Do you know what? I'll just open my mouth and you just sneeze directly into my mouth.
Yeah.
Please, Tom.
All right. We work closely together. Might as well go the whole hog.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On TikTok, there's this thing called I'm an accountant.
Okay.
I'm an accountant because nobody asks you questions when you say you're an accountant. So it's for people that have jobs that some people, you know, judge and stuff.
Oh,
so when people say,
yeah.
They're like, oh, what do you do? It's like, I'm an accountant.
Yes, right. So it's to avoid the follow-up question.
Yeah, because no one... I mean, not that no one cares about accountants.
No, accountants are vital, very important, very boring part of life.
They're not. My Auntie Kathy's an accountant.
Is she?
She is a firecracker.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
That's right. Shout out to Auntie Kath.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. So Jules is a girl on Facebook.
Yeah.
Sorry, TikTok. My God. Jules is a girl on TikTok.
Sure.
And she said she was having a chat to an accountant.
Yeah.
Because she was learning the business of accounting.
Yeah, right.
And she was asking her about shaving her legs. Now, this accountant gave her a really good hack.
Okay.
Okay. So, I don't know if we need, it's kind of like a doing a hack, doing a thing.
Oh, you want to, is it a hack or just doing a thing?
Well, I mean, I don't know. Are you feeling it?
Why not?
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring. Don't actually call. We don't need you to call.
No.
Just Ryan for the song.
Yeah, exactly. So I am going to play you this.
Yep.
And then you can tell me if you think it's a hack or just doing a thing.
Okay.
Shaving her legs with sandpaper. She used 600 grit.
What?
Sandpaper on her legs. She said, in a circle this way 10 times, in a circle this way 10 times.
What?
I did it. Oh, my God. My skin is so soft.
What?
It's awesome. And it works. I have been using a freaking razor all this time. Didn't need one. Just some sandpaper.
Sandpaper your legs.
Sandpaper.
No.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Okay. Remember yesterday when we were talking about the girl who did the beauty hack?
Yeah.
And she gave herself facial acupuncture and she's on Big Brother, Tilly or whatever.
Yeah, Tilly.
And she's got infected her face and she's scarred it and all that.
Yeah.
Why now to the very next day bringing to the table a beauty hack from TikTok?
Well, I just feel like, I mean, we all know, we all struggle with razors no matter where you're putting them.
Yeah.
No one loves a razor. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you could have 600 grit instead of the razor. Now, I guess the problem is, I mean, with this hack, kind of got to put it to the test to see whether it's a hack or just doing a thing, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a beauty hack that'll cause you too much dramas. Although in saying that, we did snap your back the other weekend when we tried something.
We did.
So, look, the only problem is that I don't have hairs currently on my leg.
Oh, as if you don't.
No, I don't. Because I...
What, did you shave them in the last 5 minutes?
Excuse me. I did shave them.
Grit. Is she for real?
Yeah, she's for real.
I'm looking at this and you've got 40, 80, 100, 120, 220 or 400.
Okay, I don't know what 600 grit is.
600 grit must be insane.
Okay. Well, that's what you need apparently. Do you want to test it? Should I get some 600 grit?
Oh, hang on.
What?
Gets finer as the number goes up.
Oh, so it's not like coarser.
Yeah, 600 is best suited for polishing jobs. So if you get like 24 to 36 grit range,
yeah,
that's
you're
the
like,
tough stuff.
Oh, right.
That's taking skin off.
Yeah, okay. Well, we won't do that. But do you want to, I don't know.
Try and sandpaper my legs?
Yeah. Do you want to see if it works?
How's this? You get it past my wife. who is 6 months pregnant and doing all the heavy lifting at home at the moment because I've broken me back.
Yeah.
Doing a stunt, and I'll do it.
Okay. That sounds good. So that's good. A no. All right.
Do you seriously not have any hair on your legs?
No, not at the moment. Do you know what? We'll do it on my arms or something then. I'll put my body on the line. Let's just do it. We'll do it on my arms. I'll get some sandpaper. You happy? We'll do it tomorrow.
What about in between your eyebrows?
Oh, what is this doing in between your eyebrows? Smell the cheese.
That'll leave a bruise.
Yeah.
Tom and Logie. Tom and Logie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
So yesterday, when I left, have you noticed the building across the road here on Moorabool Street on the corner of Moorabool and Corio Street?
The new GMHBA building.
Right. Have you noticed the scaffolding's down? You see the brickwork, the lights are on.
It's to take place. Right? Yeah, or take shape.
Yes. Yeah. You can see that there's like some, I don't know, it looks like an office space in there.
There's some tables.
Yeah.
And stuff. I don't think they're setting up the office gear yet. I think that's like, you know.
Yeah.
They've got band saws and stuff.
Ah, okay. They're the type of tables, aren't
they?
Yeah. Well, like, I was pretty impressed yesterday. I was walking to work and I was like, wow. Where have I been?
That's barely taken 2.5 years.
Yeah, right? Anyway, yesterday, because I park where I park is down past the inn, right? I went to get to my car and there's where I park is just two car parks and then you can't, it's on a street where there's no other parking. It's just literally those two car parks
and that's it,
right? Yeah. It's a bit of a smaller street. Mm. So yesterday I went to go to my car and there was a concrete truck parked behind me.
Like a big cement mixer kind of thing?
No, but it wasn't a cement mixer, but it said on there they were concreters right?
Yeah.
So it was like one of those, it was like a truck, big truck. It was parked within, I'm going to say like millimetres from the back of my car.
Yeah, right.
To fit in the street.
Yeah.
And they could have still fit in the street. I mean, they were parking illegally, but they could have still fit in the street just
without
by backing it up a little bit.
That close.
But it was right... so close to the back of my car.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, all right.
And so you're parked in because you got something in front of you as well?
Something in front, a car in front of me.
Yeah.
This concrete truck behind me. There was no way. I have reverse cameras and there's no way I could get out.
A concrete truck up your caboose.
Yeah, right? Like a breath of wind would have put the car right in the back of this concrete van.
Precision driving by the driver.
But
incredible.
Do you know what though?
What?
So I went and asked. There was one tradie sitting at the inn. There were a few doing some work out the front of the building.
And
so I
went in inverted commas.
No, they were. They were doing work.
Yeah.
They were so lovely.
Oh yeah.
Like I went, I'm like, oh, sorry mate, do you know whose truck this is? No. Oh no, that's cool. I'll go have a look. Ran off to go, like, in the site to go have a look, couldn't find them. The other blokes come over. I'm like, oh, sorry, guys. They all, like, literally dropped tools.
Yeah.
Like, four of them. What? What's up? You're all right? What's going on?
An excuse to not actually do anything.
No, it's not that at all.
Someone over there having a chat. Well, I'll stop what I'm doing. I'll wander over here.
No,
and
it's not that at all.
I'll stand around and watch people talk.
No, they were like, yeah, how can we help? Oh, that's not good. Yeah, no, we'll try and sort it out. It's not our truck. We'll try and sort it out.
Real plasterers.
They were plumbers.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. But it was a really nice moment because I had like all these people trying to figure out.
All these guys standing around going, can we
help
you?
No, it's not that at all.
No, I get it. I get it. Shout out to the boys.
Yeah. And then the concreters came back eventually. Yeah. Like I was there for probably 20, 25 minutes waiting.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, yeah, nah, sorry about that. And I'm like, I need a bit more.
Yeah.
I need a bit more than just the running sorry, you know. I would have been like, oh, man. And then they pulled back just enough for me to still have to do a 17-point turn to get out and then back up.
What a turn. Tom and Logan. K-Rock.